Shalom, everybody! In the beginning of Parshas Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu described the burden he experienced leading Bnei Israel by himself. Moshe said in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, Eicha Esa Levadi, Tarchachemu Maasachem Virivchem. Moshe says, how? Eicha? How can I myself alone bear your nuisance and your burden and your strife? And that statement by Moshe was followed by recounting the episode from Parshas Yisro, where extra judges were appointed to handle all of the judicial cases that until then Moshe had been judging by himself. Yisro had suggested, and Moshe agreed, to appoint judges and officers at every level for the entire nation, leaders of thousands, leaders of hundreds, leaders of fifties, leaders of tens. That's what happened back in Parshas Yisro, and Moshe recounts that in the very beginning of Parshas Devarim. And these words that Moshe says, Eicha, these words are so sad that in many Ashkenazi communities, it's customary to read these words not in the regular tune of Torah reading in Kriyas HaTorah, but in the sorrowful, distressing tune of Megillas Eicha. And these mournful words and the melancholy tune remind us of Tisha B'Av, which always falls out after this parsha is read. And our parsha, and our pasuk begins with the same word, Eicha. It's the same word that's found in Eicha, which we read on Tisha B'Av, Eicha Yashva Vadar, Eicha Ya'iv Be'apo, etc. And these words and the Eicha tune also remind us that this Shabbos is called Shabbos Chazon from this week's Haftorah, which begins in Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Chazon Yeshayahu. And this Haftorah is also read in the sad tune of Eicha, and this Haftorah also has the word Eicha in Yeshayahu, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So there's all these connections between our Pasuk and Megillas Eicha and the Haftorah. But we have to ask a simple question. What makes our pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Devarim, what makes it so sad? Moshe said he couldn't handle all of the judicial cases and the controversies of Bnei Israel, so we had to appoint judges. Why is it so sad? I'm not saying it's great, but it's so sad that we read it like it's Eicha? And not only that, the Medrash goes further. The Medrash in Eicha Rabbah, Parsha Aleph, Piska Aleph, says that Moshe, Yeshayahu, and Yirmiyahu all prophesied with the word Eicha. The Medrash says, first of all, that Moshe, our Pasuk, Moshe saw Bnei Yisrael in their glory and in their comfort. Bichvodam vishalvasam. Moshe saw Bnei Yisrael in their glory and their comfort. And when he saw that, he said in our Pasuk, Eicha, how? How can I handle your nuisance, your burden, and your strife? Eicha. The Medrash continues, Yeshayahu saw Bnei Yisrael in their infidelity. And he also said, as I said a moment ago, in our Haftorah, Eicha, how has the faithful city of Jerusalem become a harlot? And Yirmiyahu saw Bnei Israel in their disgrace. And he also said, in the very beginning of Eicha, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Eicha, how does the city of Jerusalem sit alone? That's the Medrash. We can understand why Yeshayahu, seeing Bnei Israel in their infidelity, and Yirmiyahu, seeing Bnei Israel in their disgrace, we can understand why they would cry out with the word Eicha. But why would Moshe's vision of Bnei Israel in their glory and their comfort, Bichvodam Vishalvasam, why would that be a source of sadness and Eicha that it would be compared? Why would Moshe's Eicha be compared to Yeshayahu's and Yirmiyahu's Eicha? There is a beautiful and powerful explanation given by the Sforno, Rav Uvadia ben Yaakov Sforno, who died in 1550. The Sforno says that when Moshe said Eicha in our Pasuk, and when he reminded Bnei Israel about the appointment of judges over the nations, he was giving them Musar. And it was indeed incredibly sad. It was tragic. Let's remember what was happening with Bnei Israel right before the judges were appointed. Bnei Israel were told that they would enter and they would inherit Eretz Yisrael. This was the land that they would receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It would be far greater, more honorable than anything they had in Egypt, anything they had in the wilderness, anything they had in the past. There'd be no reason for them to fight now. There's no reason to fight. And yet, unfortunately, Bnei Israel bickered and they argued so much. There were so many court cases and so many quarrels and so many fights that Moshe couldn't handle them by himself. That's ridiculous. There were so many squabbles and disagreements. And that's what the Medrash says. Moshe witnessed Bnei Yisrael in their glory, in their comfort, bichvodam, vishalvasam. They received the man. They were protected by heavenly clouds. They lived in the wilderness that no one owned any property. They were comfortable. They had no reason to fight. And yet they fought so much that Moshe needed help. He couldn't take care of all the court cases. That disparity that Moshe saw in Bnei Yisrael, their comfort and their quarrels, that disparity is indeed a cause for Eicha. And it's something that we too need to think about before Tisha B'Av and all year round. Baruch Hashem, we are living, Baruch Hashem, most of us are living such comfortable lives, and yet, unfortunately, there still seem to be quarrels among us. How can that be? And that was something that Moshe was tremendously worried about, and we should be as well. Have an amazing day, everyone!